Welcome back to Real News with Rick Outzen. One of the jewels of this community has been the partnership between the daily newspaper, the Pensacola News Journal, and the Studer Community Institute. They have put together a series, I think the first one was back in 2017, Pensacola Civicon, where they bring in speakers to stimulate us in best practices from around the world, around the country, and to think just be outside of our box. But this time, we've got the expert who actually lives here. He's going to be sharing his perspective on policing. It's Dr. Cedric Alexander. He's the author of The New Guardians, Policing in America's Communities for the 21st Century. He's speaking next week at Civicon, and we've got him on the line. Cedric, thank you for doing the show.
Hey, thank you for having me this morning. Good morning to you and your audience.
Well, I knew I wanted you on the air. I wasn't quite sure what we could come up with in a topic, and this landed in my lap. So tell us about, give us a preview of your talk next week about, you know, rethinking public safety in this century.
Yeah, well, Rex Theater next Monday, the 20th. At 6 p.m., and you can go to pnj.com, studer.com, and register. But primarily what I'm going to be speaking about is policing in the 21st century. As you know, that has been an ongoing issue in this country for many years, and certainly in recent years, post a number of incidents that have created national attention in and across this country. So over the years of my experience as a chief of police and an administrator in a number of places across this great country, I begin to think more in-depthly, particularly since my retirement, what are things that we can do to continue to advance, to build relationships between police and community. And having spent a number of years, in and out of policing myself, I know I'm going to be speaking from my own experience. I'm going to be speaking from what the literature is stating and from my training as to how we need to advance policing. And one thing is a number of things I'm going to touch on are going to be how we recruit, how we train, how we provide leadership in our organization from the top down and from the bottom up. Everyone has some responsibility in helping advancing the noble profession of law enforcement throughout this country. But I'm also going to put emphasis on the fact that the community has a responsibility as well. And our public safety cannot be what it needs to be without community input and support. So we have communities across this country that are asking for more visibility inside their police agencies, and they should. There should be transparency. There should be open communication. And how do we build this trust, not just using as a catchword, but how do we truly build trust and maintain trust? And some communities struggle more than others, and it's not always just communities of color. It's a variety of different communities across this country. And that's an ongoing challenge in a very difficult time. But we all know if we want to experience any type of public safety, there has to be a great partnership between police and community. What are the things we've learned over years that we can do better in policing and need to continue to do? And what are some things that communities across this country need to do in order to help support and maintain the level of public safety that is needed to keep us all safe?
The voice you're listening to is Dr. Cedric Alexander. He is a policing expert, professional, author. He is a national, he's called on nationally on CNN, MSNBC, several of the networks when there's an issue about policing. He'll be speaking next Monday, 6 p.m., at the Rex Theater as part of the Civicon series. Dr. Alexander, you got involved with the City of Pensacola Policing after the shooting of Tamar Crawford. July 2019, he was a traffic stop that escalated to the level where he was shot and died in front of his kids. The mayor brought you in What were some of the steps that you took to try to calm that situation down and reassure the community that and reconnect the police with the community?
Well, I recently had just moved home during the time of that shooting. So my involvement in and around that shooting, I had no involvement in it whatsoever. It wasn't until some months later, having talked to the mayor and some of his staff, and I began to do my consulting work, which I had been doing nationally. The conversation evolved as to how we can help advance and continue to advance Pensacola Police Department, which is a fine police department. Let me be very clear about that. Had a great working relationship with them, had an opportunity back during that time to sit with the former chief, Tommy Leiter, and discuss what could be some things that could be helpful and impactful to his department, and had an opportunity to do some leadership training with them and his command staff and do some implicit and explicit bias training, much of the same training that I do and have done in a number of cities across the Southeast. So that was my involvement. And I had an opportunity also to work with the Fort Walton Police Department and Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. Great departments, great leadership in those agencies who understand and value training and understand the importance of it. And now the city has a new chief, Chief Eric Randall, who is doing a great job, and he himself, too, understand the importance of training. And these are guys that, like Randall and the sheriff over in Santa Rosa, who clearly understands the importance of training. And they are ones who like to get out ahead of the curve. And we have to be appreciative when you have that kind of leadership in your community who understand the role and importance of making sure that their men and women are properly trained. And it doesn't matter where they get that training from. Whether they get it from me or not is insignificant. The most important piece is that they get training to continue to advance themselves as professionals and to advance their departments.
We're listening to Cedric Alexander, a policing expert, author, public speaker, trainer, consultant. One of the things also that you helped facilitate, there was a task force that the mayor formed to review policing policies. That they did produce a report. Do you think that is a part of trying to build community trust or connections between police and the community? Are those type of task force a way to go?
Oh, absolutely they are. And the mayor and the city council made appointments of individuals in their respective districts who made up this task force. They asked me to be part of it as a consultant. And they all did a tremendous job during the months that the CPAC was in place. And but here again, these are the type of creative and important committees and groups that you need to put together in our communities in order for us to remain conscious about the importance of building those relationships and to make sure that we have space where community can also talk about, regardless of what side of town you live on, community have an opportunity to talk about what's important to them around public safety. And how do we continue to build those relationships between police and community? So, you know, these are going to be some of the things I'm going to talk about on Monday. They're going to be a lot more pointed, and they're going to be a lot more deliberate in terms of things that I consider to be important from my travels and talking with a number of chiefs and sheriffs across this country. Often, just a couple of months ago, I had the opportunity to address the New York State Associations of Sheriffs and talk about some of these same things that are so important to them. And spending that day with them up in the Catskill Mountains a couple of months ago, I think was of value to them. And it certainly reminded me of how there are a number of agencies across this country that value the importance of being informed, of training, and being able, as leaders of law enforcement agencies, having an opportunity to share their thoughts and their experiences as well.
Well, great. Cedric, I wish you all the luck next week. I'm sure there will be a big crowd there and also watching it online. But thank you for coming on the show this morning.
No, thank you, Havoc, for having me, and God bless.
All right, take care. We're News Talk 1370 WCOA. Public safety, everyone wants a safe neighborhood. Black, white, all parts of our, everyone wants a safe neighborhood. Please, think about listening to this next week. You can watch it online, or you can go. You need to register if you want to go to the Rex Theater next Monday. You can go to the Studer Community Institute website, the News Journal's website under CivicCon, and register. But it'll all be broadcast online also. We're News Talk, 1370 WCOA. When we come back from this break, we'll have Dr. Martha Saunders, the president of the University of West Florida. Real News with Rick Outson.